All right, and then who is facilitating? Is that Derek?
I think that might be my turn this time.
Okay.
So we do have quorum. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, you can go ahead and get started.
Okay. All right. Hold on just a moment. Hello, everyone. This is the HIV Community Planning Council Community Engagement Subcommittee. Let's start with introduction. I am Derek, and I will be your facilitator for the day. Richard?
Hi, I'm Richard Sullivan, Community Council Co-Chair and Community Engagement Co-Chair. Excuse my disheveled appearance. I just got in from the beach.
Nice. Franco?
Hi, everyone. I'm Franco.
Hello, Franco. Reina.
Hi everyone. I'm Reina. She, her, Aya pronouns, and I'm a non-affiliated member of the council. I hope everyone's having a good week.
Thanks, Reina. Lee.
Good afternoon, Lee Jewell, council member.
Thanks, Lee. Good seeing you. Kira.
Kira, council staff.
Kate.
Pat, council staff.
And Mark.
Mark Molnar, council staff.
I believe that we, Kate and Kira has announced that we are at quorum today, though it's a pretty small agenda. So let's just go over it. Can we bring up the draft agenda for today?
Yeah, so like Derek mentioned, it is a pretty short agenda. We only really have our normal reviewing this agenda in the minutes and then going over needs assessment slash COLA updates. And that'll take us to the end of the meeting.
Okay. Because I figured that everyone has had a thank you, Mark. Does anybody have anything that they would need to add to the agenda or anything like this?
I mean, I did have something, but if and we could add it to maybe the COLA update, but also separate around. I know last time we kind of spoke about like outreach and avoiding bias in data collection, et cetera, in terms of doing outreach with organizations.
So yeah, that does sound like something that we could bring up during the COLA update.
Sounds good, thank you.
If you don't, I'll try to remember it. But
Will
if I
be.
don't, please bring it up. So let's bring up the minutes from the last meeting. Thanks, Raina. Quick read through. Does anyone have anything that they felt they need to add to the last minutes? All right, not seeing any raised hands or voices. We approve the agenda and the last meeting minutes. Let's move on to announcements. Anyone have any announcements they would like to make?
I just had one. The Community Health Leadership Initiative is still doing outreach. I'm supporting in that effort. I'm not an employee of them, but I very much do believe in supporting program workforce and economic development programs for various reasons. Currently, they've only had about like, I want to say 15 or so applicants. Typically, at this point in time, they have around at least 40. I have begun to share that out with my networks. But if folks could just do, and I have an email that I've been sending out, a template that folks could share out, that would be really useful. Again, it is a stipended thing, $600 for the full 16 weeks. And yeah, that's all I have right now. And that was an update from that I got from Chile today or yesterday with Althea.
Thanks, Raina. I think, if you will, could you pass that on either to Kate or Kira?
Yeah.
And maybe we could send it out to the council members.
Sorry, Derek, that's Kat. You keep on pronouncing her name as Kate. It's Kat.
Am I doing that? Thank you. Sorry about that. That's slip of my tongue. Kat. And I think that's an appropriate way of sending it out to the council members.
Cool. And so like some folks may get like double, like I'm messaging Nicole Trainer and Thomas Noble, who will manage the health access points. Again, because this is very much connected to that. So just keep in mind, Kira, if you get anything like, I already got this. Just
okay. That makes sense. Richard.
Yeah, just from my notes, this is the second community engagement meeting that Steve Espanos has missed. Is he going to like give us a larger presentation or do it like on his quarterly type deal when he does come around? Just so I know how to respond to the steering committee.
Yeah, I'm sure we could ask him to maybe give us a longer summary if that's what folks want to see. He missed, I believe, last month because he was called to jury duty, unfortunately. Yeah. And then this month, there was some kind of continuation of that.
You could ask him to just submit the report and we can, you know, show it to the council, to the subcommittee members.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Lee. All right. So I don't know whether to ask Kat or Kira. I guess I could reach out to him as well. Any of us could reach out to him and see if he would submit or request whether or not he's going to give a greater review when he makes come back and makes the meeting.
Yeah, I can reach out to him and do that.
Thanks, Kira. Hi, Echidi. We're just at announcements. Do you have any announcements?
I might have to dash off the call about 4:15. I had trouble signing on with my phone, so I apologize for being late.
Oh, you're fine. And in fact, the agenda, if you've looked at it, is a bit short today, yeah. So it might be right on time.
Yeah.
But let's see. All right. So we're at public comment, and I don't see any public here. So I'm going to assume that we don't have public comment. And we are at the needs assessment COLA update.
Yeah, so I can give some update regarding the needs assessment. So we completed a focus group, which we had a turnout of about 10 participants at last month. And then we have another focus group scheduled at the end of this month. So that our current total of participants is at 16. And so we're really trying to figure out other ways that we can do some outreach to kind of gather a bigger number. So that's really been our biggest hurdle right now, is trying to establish some way of either getting a focus group or just getting more people interested in completing this survey.
So remind me again, what is the COLA?
Yeah, of course. So the needs assessment focus or target population this year is Black/African-American. And then our COLA target population is youth.
Kira, I recommend sending the information to TJ via or at Happen, and they can distribute it to their members.
Let's see.
And Raina, I think you, this is where you can bring up the concern that you had.
Yeah. So
well, before we shift past Kira, are there any other suggestions from the group about how we can actually get more Black/African-American participants, whether it's groups or whether, okay, good. Sounds like you're about to give some suggestions, even if it means like individuals. We do in general, like we aim to like as many or more individual needs assessment interviews as groups. So take it away, Raina.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's exactly what I was gonna go over. Let me just share this with y'all. So I created this. It's like not fully done, obviously. For those who can see, can y'all see my screen?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And so the so I created this like outreach and engagement membership document. Obviously, like it's kind of all over the place, and that this has to do with like anything that takes into account like community, right? And so it's not broken up in terms of like objectives. Obviously, the objectives for the community engagement group is different from membership, but also very similar in terms of like representation, et cetera. So I'll break that apart. I broke it up into essentially like the different Ryan White funded recipients. Some of these may not be updated. I was just going off of the HHS website. So I can reach out to Bill Blum to see if this is the most updated. But again, like we've been talking about doing outreach, and I know there's a lot of concern around time and effort, which is very real. As I said, my knees already hurt. I do want to take that into account for folks in terms of like time, effort, and really like there's like a whole network of providers that are funded through SFDPH or through Ryan White funds, again, allocated through SFDPH as the primary recipients. I created a list. I can share this out to the group at Kira or to you and Kat to see what makes the most sense. I highlighted the green sections that are areas that we know are entities or organizations that provide services to specific communities of focus, also known as like priority communities or a not so used term like target populations, you know, organizations that are Black or Latinx led and serving, as well as like the highlighted yellow ones where, as far as I know, those are not health access points or Ryan White funded. There are some contacts that I have, but I do not have contacts for all of them. I would appreciate maybe Mark's guidance around how to get that information. Again, if we're trying to reach youth, like we know that youth primarily, regardless of race, actually do online surveys, and do everything online. And so I think, again, we won't necessarily have to do a lot of like gr literal physical groundwork in terms of like showing up to places, but it's more around spreading the word, right? And so yeah, if folks have any like feedback or feel some kind of way, I have reached out to G the GS8 network, who does do a lot of work in San Francisco, but they are not affiliated in the HIV/AIDS work necessarily directly. But yeah, this is what I was thinking. And again, if anyone has any direct good relationships with these folks, I think it'd be best for it'd be easiest to like not have like Kat and Kira do all of the reaching out because they have other things to do. And again, we should be supporting.
Franco?
Yeah.
Oh, I
Yeah.
thought Raina was finished.
Oh, sorry, Raina.
Raina, I think you're
I'm done.
breaking up a little bit there.
I'm done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh,
Franco?
yeah, sure. Thank you. I really love that document. Thanks, Raina. I was just gonna offer my help with the outreach component and the recruitment. So I'm the deputy medical director at City Clinic, and we have an all staff that happens every biweekly on Tuesdays. Actually, it's happening next Tuesday, where we usually sort of provide announcements and updates around, things happening in the clinic, but also that are related to the work that we do. And so I don't know if Kira or Kat will be the right person to send me some information. If you can send me like a little blurb of what you're seeking, if you have a flyer or something, I can add it to our slides of announcements, and I can make an announcement so that clinicians and also our links navigators who are usually working on the field and may encounter, and also help in our social workers that work with our patients here, they could potentially try to make referrals or at least offer the invitation to see if anyone is interested. And I also work as an HIV provider at Ward 86, so I can also pass a message along there. I'll be there tomorrow, so I can at least, bring, like, if there's a flyer or something, I can provide it to them and have a conversation with, like, John and Mary, who are the nurse managers there, to maybe see if they can also get pass the word around and see if we can get some recruitment that way as well. So anything that you have, if you can email it to me today or tomorrow, I can help out with that as well.
Yeah,
That's
thank you. Thank
okay.
you so much. I can actually, we do have a flyer and we have like a blurb of information that I can send you. So I'll definitely do that. Thank you so much.
Mark.
Excuse me. Thank you, first of all, Reina, for putting that together. That's incredibly useful. It's really appreciated. If you can send that directly to Kira, and then if Kira can actually send it out to the group, it's kind of like creating a middleman, but it would just be easier for people to then reply back to Kira. And then when you get your copy, you all are in this field. So if you have contact folks, that would be great if you just fill it out and then send it back to Kira. That'll be super helpful. Maybe Kira, if you can give that a few days, or if you all can do that within a week, that would be great. Because then after that, I'd suggest you send maybe the list itself to Maria, Lakaya, and to Thomas, and perhaps they'd have contacts that for those agencies that have not been filled out. Maria should certainly have contacts for anyone who's funded by Ryan White. She has a whole listserv with that. And I think actually, Rena, send it to Kira and I. And Kira, before you send it out, let me take a stab at actually filling in the Ryan White service categories. I should know most of those just automatically. And then you can send it out to this group as our first step. That was kind of confusing. Does that make sense? My different steps. So Reina sends it to me and Kira. I fill out service categories, give that to Kira, who will then send it out to you all to hopefully get your help. And then as sort of the final place to hopefully fill out these contacts, Kira will then send it to Maria and to Thomas. Does that all make sense to everyone as far as like the plan for this, how we react to this incredible document?
Sure.
Okay. And then I also just want to say thanks, Franco. That would be great. Thank you, Kira, for sending that out to Franco prior to the Tuesday meeting. That's exactly what we want, is people distributing our materials to their teams who can then distribute it to appropriate consumers. Thank you both.
Thanks, Mark. Richard?
Yeah, so I had a question. Thank you, Raina, for all that work. And Mark, we were kind of talking about this with HRSA yesterday. Is membership currently doing something like this, and should they be looped in? Maybe this adds to their work, or
It
they
absolutely
switch
adds
it.
to this, absolutely will add to their work. So membership is doing a version of this in which people brought suggestions to Kira as far as where Kira can do flyering. Some of those agencies, of course, serve particular target populations, so might not be people that we send if we're looking for particular other kinds of target populations, but the list is still handy. It doesn't mean that like our target populations don't shift depending on membership. And of course, like I always say, in membership, we always want to overrepresent. So this actually just increases our abilities to conduct membership outreach. So it has, definitely has like a dual use.
Thank you. And Raina again? Oh, or are you finished, Richard? Sorry.
Yeah, so I do need to figure what I was trying to do so that there's not so much back and forth around like this person gets it and that person gets it, although I do obviously like Kat, Kira, and Mark, I think having them like hold like the coordination would be helpful, but I'm trying to create the document in a way that people can like add, but they can't like delete or like edit. You know what I mean? There's a way to do it, but I need to wrap my head around it. I'm not that tech savvy, even though it may look like it. But there's everything on YouTube. So yeah, I'll figure it out. And in any case that I can't, I won't spend longer than like today figuring that out. If that makes sense.
Thanks, Raina. Any more discussion about the document? And did you have anything more, Kira?
Nope, that was it.
I just want to add my thanks as well, Reina, and thanks for the powerful support, as usual, from the staff here and Franco. Wonderful information, guys. And look for more a little bit later. Just in case, for the folks that were just coming on, we were just talking about the COLA in regards to African American youth as a COLA. And Reina shared a wonderful document that you'll guys see in probably a handful of days, aligning some of the Ryan White work and HRSA work, who's getting what.
Yeah, I just want to clarify really quickly. This the target population, Black/African American, is needs assessment, and then youth is our COLA.
Sorry,
target population. Yeah.
Thanks for that clarification, Kira. And so with that, actually, we move right over to the meeting date, the next meeting date and agenda. Which is September 4th on Zoom as usual. And at that, we adjourn this meeting. So you get quite a bit of time back from this meeting today. And
thank you, everyone.
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, and goodbye.
Thanks, everyone. What's wrong, Thomas?
I said hello and goodbye.
Cat.